The acquisition that everyone is talking about, NVIDIA has agreed to acquire Hugging Face for approximately $13 billion. To understand why this matters, you need to understand what Hugging Face actually is in the AI ecosystem. It's not just a model hosting platform, it became the GitHub of machine learning. Hundreds of thousands of models, datasets, and spaces. The Transformers library that essentially everyone uses. The community infrastructure that open-source AI runs on.
And the $13 billion price tag reflects that centrality. When you buy Hugging Face, you're not buying a product, you're buying the social graph of the AI research community. You're buying the trust that millions of researchers have placed in a neutral platform. Whether that neutrality survives a NVIDIA acquisition is the question every HN commenter is wrestling with right now. And it's the right question to ask.
From a business strategy perspective, this is NVIDIA trying to extend its dominance beyond hardware. They already control the silicon layer through CUDA and their GPU architecture. If they also control the model distribution and tooling layer, they've essentially built a stack that goes from the chip to the community. That's not a hardware company anymore, that's a platform company with a hardware moat.
There's a parallel here to what Microsoft did with GitHub in 2018. A lot of developers were deeply skeptical. There were predictions of mass exodus to GitLab. And while some migration happened, GitHub is still the dominant platform, and Microsoft has largely, not perfectly, but largely, kept their hands off the community dynamics. The HN comments are debating whether NVIDIA has similar restraint in its corporate DNA.
The skeptics have a point, though. Microsoft's interest in GitHub was strategic but somewhat indirect. NVIDIA's interest in Hugging Face is direct. They have a financial stake in which models get prominent placement, which hardware those models are optimized for, what training infrastructure gets recommended. The conflict of interest is much more structural.
What makes this even more layered is the companion piece that surfaced today. OpenAI published something titled The Hugging Face Incident and the Road Ahead. The timing is striking. It appears to reference a prior security or trust incident involving the Hugging Face platform, and OpenAI's framing of the road ahead reads like they're positioning themselves as a counterweight or alternative narrative to whatever consolidation NVIDIA is building. The HN thread on that piece had over 350 comments within hours.
There's a version of this where NVIDIA's acquisition actually accelerates the development of competing open platforms, where researchers who were comfortable with Hugging Face's neutrality now have enough motivation to build something truly decentralized. And there's another version where NVIDIA's resources help Hugging Face scale in ways that a smaller independent company couldn't. The history of platform acquisitions suggests both outcomes are possible, and which one materializes depends heavily on the first 18 months of integration decisions.
The detail I keep coming back to is the researchers and engineers at Hugging Face who joined that company specifically because it wasn't owned by a major hardware or model vendor. That talent retention question, how many of them stay, how many leave, and where they go, will tell us more about the future of open source AI than any press release.
And separately but connected, Amazon Mechanical Turk announced its shutting down on September 30th. For listeners who may not know the history, MTurk was one of Amazon's early platform bets, a crowdsourced labor marketplace that became the backbone of AI training data collection for well over a decade. Named after the famous 18th century chess-playing automaton that concealed a human operator inside. The irony of the service being shut down because AI has become capable enough to replace the human labelers it helped train is almost too neat.
The HN comments on that one are thoughtful and a bit melancholy. There's acknowledgement that MTurk was often exploitative. Workers were paid below minimum wage with no labor protections, but also recognition that it provided income for a lot of people who needed flexible, asynchronous work. The closure feels like a bookmark at the end of a chapter in AI history.
And it raises a legitimate economic question about what happens to the large population of global workers who depended on crowdsourced micro-task platforms. MTurk may be closing, but the underlying economic pressure that made those workers turn to it hasn't gone anywhere.